I'm April Cummings with your latest news. The Grand Court has brought to an end the blackmail and obstruction of justice case against Cayman Mall Road owner Sandra Hill, directing the jury to find her not guilty on all counts after ruling there was no case for them to answer. Justice Emma Peters rejected a defense claim that the proceedings were an abusive process, but said there was insufficient evidence in law for a properly directed jury to reach a guilty verdict. Mrs. Hill said the outcome, quote, is a clear vindication.
This case should have never made it this far, and I've maintained my innocence from day one.
Mrs. Hill had been accused of blackmail and attempting to obstruct the course of justice over an email sent in the context of a long-running civil dispute with businessman John Felder. Justice Peters accepted that the prosecution had acted appropriately, but found that in light of earlier grand court rulings, jurors could not be properly instructed to decide guilt on the evidence that was before them. The jury was discharged.
It is exhausting having to repeatedly defend myself against matters that ultimately collapse under scrutiny, but I remain grateful that the truth has prevailed.
Mrs. Hill says the experience has strengthened her resolve and that she will continue to stand firmly in her commitment to accountability and, quote, speaking the truth, insisting she will not be silenced. In other local news, the Ministry of Health, Environment, and Sustainability has marked the 25th anniversary of the Caribbean Haven Residential Center with a special tree planting initiative in Bodentown. In total, 47 native medicinal and fruit trees have been planted on the center's grounds, symbolizing recovery, resilience, and new beginnings. Residents and staff will help care for the trees as part of ongoing rehab and well-being activities. For more information on the National Tree Planting Program, visit gov.ky/National Tree Planting. The Cayman Islands Department of Tourism's UK office has rolled out a new online training platform designed for travel advisors across the UK and Europe. The Cayman Specialist Program aims to give agents the knowledge and confidence they need to better promote and sell the Cayman Islands as a destination. Developed in partnership with training provider Travel Uni, the platform is part of a wider push that also includes UK travel trade events and familiarization trips, underscoring a strong commitment to supporting and empowering the travel trade. Advisors can sign up and access the new training at CaymanIslandSpecialists.com. That is your local news at this hour. I'm April Cummings.